May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah.
As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah.
As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyyallah.
As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyyallah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah.
Welcome back, viewers, joining us for our weekly Spiritual Cures. This is a program where, in this program, we give spiritual cures, ruhani ilaj, for any problems, any difficulties that you're facing. And the speciality of this program is that we actually perform istikhara on this program, and then you get the reply for the istikhara before the end of the program. Subhanallah. Before we move on, inshallah, we'll just welcome our guest and Mubaligh Adil Bhai. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
So without wasting much time, we'll quickly mention one of the blessings of reciting durood and salam upon the best of mankind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Jibra'il alayhi salatu wa salam humbly said to me that Allah Azza wa Jalla says, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, are you not pleased with this thing that when your ummati sends salam upon you one time, I send salam upon him tenfold? Sallu alal habib
sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam salatan wa salaman alayka ya Rasulullah. We'll go on to the messages, inshallah, azza wa jal. Those of you who have joined us the first time, we do have a wazifa of the day which is announced, inshallah, azza wa jal. So have your pens and notebooks ready, or have your phone ready to take a picture, inshallah, azza wa jal, for the wazifa of the day. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please, can you tell me why I feel really ill? And I did have istikhara done, and I was told it was nazar, it was evil eye. How can I stop this from happening again? So the brother was ill, so he had istikhara done.
Suffering.
And the reply that he got was that he's got evil eye, he's got nazar. So he wants to maybe even remove the nazar, but his question is that, how can I stop this happening?
Inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa
alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. What wazifa can I read to bring me closer to Allah Pak?
Subhanallah.
MashaAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can I please have an istikhara done? My mother's name is, code name Noor. Codename Noor. Inshallah, we'll send this on. Inshallah, azza wa jal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can I have a cure for cough? I need one of these as well today, Adil Bhai. If you give us a good strong one. My cough seems to be tickling my throat as well today. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can I please request an istikhara? My mother's name is, code name Raza. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can I please request a wazifa for heart pain?
Labbaik.
Heart pain. Whilst we're waiting for Adil Bhai, inshallah, we'll pop into December's monthly magazine, namely Fizan-e Madina. Alhamdulillah, beautiful book which is available in color, in English and Urdu. If you haven't already subscribed, then I do humbly request that you subscribe to this magazine. I think get one and you'll get addicted. I think it's jam-packed with Islamic knowledge. And inshallah, we will go to the Darul Iftah section, see what questions have been asked, and then what The Islamic scholars have replied to some of these questions, inshallah. Whilst we're waiting for Adil Bhai to get back with these spiritual cure questions that we've just asked. How should a patient make up prayers that were missed when he was healthy? Question: what do the noble scholars say concerning the following matter? Can someone who has missed prayers whilst he was healthy make up for them by praying through gestures now that he is ill? Will this suffice, or is it necessary for him to make up for them when he is healthy? And the Mufti al-Ikram have replied to this. We'll see what the reply has come. It is from the principles of Sharia that the missed prayers are offered like normal prayers. However, one is permitted to pray in a manner that provides case if he is unable to bow, prostrate, etc. due to illness. In the given scenario, the individual is only capable of praying through gestures. Therefore, if he performs any missed prayers using this method, they will be accepted, and it will not be necessary to repeat these prayers when he has recovered. Subhanallah. Jadil bhai.
Ji, sablabek. Alhamdulillah. For illness and especially the nazar ibad, somebody obviously is quiet, I think, so feeding, he needs to get rid of them all type of illness, so especially nazar. It's alhamdulillah a very beautiful wazifa, which is if you're going to do it every day, hopefully with that will be clear. If you can't do every day, then do once in a week at least. Hopefully with that, inshallah, you will be protected. Recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim 7 times. Once Ayatul Kursi, Surah Al-Falaq, and then Surah An-Nas 3 times with Bismillah Sharif every time, with the Salat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam once before and after. Then blow onto 3 red chilies. Move these red chilies 21 times on the patient's head, around like clockwise, 21 times. Just move around, then put them into the stove or fire or wherever you have, obviously, available at that time, you can do it easily. Do that. Hopefully with that, inshallah, evil eye will be removed.
Subhanallah. So I'll just recap that. I'll try to recap that, Adil bhai. Correct me if I'm wrong. Love so bhai. Blow upon 3 chilies, three round chilies. And then you'll take these, you've blown upon the chilies, for example, I've got them in my hand like this. Then you will take these and circulate clockwise around the head of the patient, the person who is inflicted with the evil eye. So for example, you start from the right shoulder and then you go clockwise 21 times. So for example, this is the right shoulder, for example.
You start.
So you'll go clockwise until you come back to the right shoulder. That's 1, 2. And then 2, 3, and so forth until you've gone 21 times.
21 times.
Then you will put these into the stove. And here, because we've got the gas fire, and then we've got like the tawa that we make the roti on, so you can put it onto that and then burn.
Yes.
And once these have burned and charcoal, then the evil eye
will be removed, inshallah.
Subhanallah. MashaAllah. Beautiful method that Adil bhai has mentioned in regards to removal of evil eye. Subhanallah. So this is something good to take note of, and you know, which household is safeguarded from evil eye. Because remember, evil eye, even though it's a bad thing, it can happen due to happiness as well. For example, the mother has bathed the child and put, you know, new clothes on the child, and habitually in our homes, you know, the mother puts, especially if it's like Friday, for example, and the mother will put surma on and, you know, put some cream on the child, and the child will look beautiful, mashallah. So we don't have the habit of saying mashallah, which would protect our children from evil eye. So this is a habit that we need to take on board. Alhamdulillah, beautiful things like this, as well as other sunnahs, are taught whilst traveling in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla, in the beautiful Madani Qafilas of Da'wat-e-Islami. Try to make a habit and travel in Madani Qafilas yourself as well. Take your children who are maybe 10 years and above, and if they're going with an older brother yes. or with the father, then I'm sure the majlis will accept that, inshallah. So do travel with these Madani kafilas, and we learn these sunnahs and etiquettes and manners whilst traveling in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. MashaAllah.
SubhanAllah. Yes, closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. This is everybody obviously wants to do that, each Muslim hopefully.
And which creation of Allah does not seek closeness
absolutely. This is it. And if you want to get closer, try to read namaz 5 times with the jama'at. You're going to feel, inshallah, that you, whatever you wanted, you will gain. And second thing, that you can do that alone, sit down. If you can do it, sit down in the dark, it's the best thing. In this way, you're going to be more closest to Allah. Then try to
in seclusion.
Then try to do the zikr of Allah. Inshallah, with that, your heart will be melted like a candle. And you're going to feel that Allah is listening to you. And whatever desire you wanted, inshallah, you're going to get it. So try it. Every day, 100 times, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Best is in the morning if you do it after the Fajr namaz. Try to do obviously your wazayf, whatever you do in it. Then do this one zikr, Ya Allah. Inshallah, with that, you will be closest to Allah.
SubhanAllah. So better to do in the state of seclusion and being alone, but it can be done. Generally, to recite, sit alone and recite Ya Allahu, Ya Allahu, Ya Allahu, 100 times. SubhanAllah. I know when you mentioned namaz, and they say that when you're in the prostration, you are close.
Absolutely.
So, mashallah, So do be punctual with your salah, read your 5 times salah, and then also act upon this beautiful spiritual cure, beautiful wazifa which Adil Bhai has given in regards to Ya Allahu, Ya Allahu, 100 times.
SubhanAllah.
Ji Adil Bhai.
Heart pain, I said, cough one, I'll inshallah, we'll try to find it and then mention it. The heart pain, if somebody's feeling heart pain or feeling some sort of palpitations or any sort of issues with the heart, just read. After every salah, place the right hand on your heart and recite the following at least 7 times. There is no maximum. So you can read it 7 times. If you can do it more, you can do it. Ya Allahu kawwini wa qalbi. Ya Allahu kawwini wa qalbi. You can read it. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, give me and my heart strength. So that's the meaning of it. Whenever you feel heart pain, do this at that time as well. Inshallah, the pain will be removed. Inshallah. So try every salah. Just put your hand. It's just a small words. So you can do it hopefully with that. If you memorize it, you're not going to forget. Inshallah. With that, your heart will be stronger. Inshallah.
SubhanAllah. So the person who sent in the message in regard to the heart pain, MashaAllah, Adil Bhai has given us a beautiful wazifa in regards to heart pain. Now what Adil Bhai has mentioned is that when you're feeling this pain in the heart, place your hand upon the heart and then recite the following wazifa. Ya Allahu qawwini wa qalbi. Ya Allahu qawwini wa qalbi. Ya Allahu qawwini wa qalbi. And you need to recite this 7 times. Durushi before and after. You need to do dam, Adil Bhai, or just need to put the hand
on
the heart? So just put the hand on the heart and recite this 7 times. Durushi before and after. And inshallah, the heart pain or the trouble that you're feeling, inshallah, will be removed. And something I'd like to add, which Adil Bhai probably he didn't mention, maybe he didn't see or he wasn't aware. But in regards to this, this is for somebody who is actually feeling heart pain, but just to keep the heart healthy, Adil Bhai.
Subhanallah.
To keep the heart, so somebody who doesn't have any heart problems, but just to keep the heart healthy, do this amal as well after each salah. Put your hand on the heart and same 7 times again. Inshallah, that person who does this will be protected from all types of heart related problems.
Subhanallah.
And we hear every now and again around us that so-and-so has suffered a heart attack, so-and-so relative, so-and-so friend, so-and-so has suffered heart attack. Mm-hmm. So it's very common illness. heart related problems and heart attack, etc. So why not take this spiritual cure on board, which is very simple.
Alhamdulillah.
Ya Allahu qawwini wa qalbi.
Subhanallah.
Hand on the heart seven times straight after namaz. I think it take you maybe 10-15 seconds.
Yes.
20 seconds maximum. And you'll be able to do this daily
inshallah.
With your namaz. Inshallah. So take this on board, inshallah. May Allah keep us all healthy and safe from these type of problems. Firstly, all Dawat Islami services are completely free of cost. And same goes with this department, Ruhani Ilaj, the Istikhara services. If you call in to the Istikhara office, which runs 7 days a week, if you send in a WhatsApp message, the WhatsApp Istikhara service, or any spiritual cure that you require, they are totally free. If you go and visit any one of the Ruhani Ilaj stalls and get an amulet, get a taweez for yourself, they are all totally free as well. So Dawud Sami does not charge for any of these services. We actually do give amulets from our, which you can, or rather wazaif, spiritual cures, which you can collect from any of our Ruhani Ilaj stalls. And also the Istikhara service, which you can benefit from. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa
alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is, and my son's name is, I'm requesting an Istikhara. My children have been married 6 years approximately, and they don't have any children. Please let us know. We are very upset in regards to this. They've given a code name. We'll send this on, inshallah. The code name that you've given is Sweet Medina. Inshallah, we'll get the istikhara done. Inshallah, Adil bhai, if we can have a wazifa as well for childlessness, if you can mention.
Inshallah.
As well, inshallah. I'll send this on to the majlis, inshallah. Near the last quarter of the program, inshallah, the istikhara replies will be mentioned, inshallah. Without wasting any more time, Adil bhai, we've actually gone a minute over, actually. We've been busy with the previous spiritual cures. It's now time for a wazifa of the day. And over to Adil bhai, inshallah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, you are watching Spiritual Cures. And today's spiritual cure is Bismillahi ala deeni, Bismillahi ala nafsi, wa wuldi, wa ahli, wa mali. Bismillahi ala deeni, Bismillahi ala nafsi, wa wuldi, wa ahli, wa mali. Bismillahi ala deeni, Bismillahi ala nafsi, wa wuldi, wa ahli, wa mali. By virtue of reciting this invocation in the morning and evening three times, each the reciter will gain protection of his religion, faith, life, wealth, and family. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, beautiful wazifa of the day, which Adil bhai has mentioned. It's still on the screen. If you haven't already taken a picture, do take a picture with your phone. Maybe you wasn't able to jot it down quickly enough. This particular wazifa is also in the Shajra-e At-Tariya as well.
SubhanAllah.
Beautiful wazifa, needs to be recited three times in the morning and three times in the evening. And alhamdulillah, it's a means of protection of your religion, of your faith, of your iman, of your life, wealth, and family, subhanAllah. So it's like a hisar, it's like a protection circle around you and your family and your iman, your belief, and your goods, your valuables, etc. So why not take this on board, put this into practice in the morning and evening? And when it mentions subo sham, or morning and evening, in regards to spiritual cures, incantations, wazaif, etc., it refers to the Islamic morning and evening. So morning as in beginning time, I'll define it for you. The morning as in beginning time of Fajr till just before sunrise will be classed as morning. And from the beginning time of Zuhr right until just before sunset would be afternoon. So if you would do this wazifa within these periods of time, then that would be classed as doing it in the morning and then in the evening or afternoon. MashaAllah. Jazakallah Adil bhai. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please can you tell me I keep losing my jobs. Alhamdulillah, they are always good jobs, mashallah. Please, can you do istikhara for me? My name is, and my mom's name is, code name N-I. Also, please, can you do istikhara for my mom? Please, and then name is, mother's name is, okay, difficulty eating, etc. Code name is S-B. Okay, inshallah, I'll send these on to the majlis, inshallah. If you watch out for your code names, they will be mentioned before we start giving the replies back for the istikharas, inshallah. So do watch out near the last quarter or so of the program, inshallah, when we start giving the istikhara replies. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please, can you do my istikhara? My name is, and my mother's name is. My question is, every time I go for job interviews, I am not successful and I am educated to a master's level, but still have no luck in gaining a job. Code name Light. Successful in interview, Wazifa, if you can deal by inshallah. As well. I'll take a note of this, inshallah. We'll send it forward for istikhara. Inshallah, we will give you the reply of the istikhara. I've taken a note of the code name Light. So do watch out for the reply of your istikhara. And inshallah, we will give you a spiritual cure as well, inshallah, for success in interviews. And the second istikhara, I think, for the same person. My son's name is, and mother's name is, and if you can do an istikhara, okay, for his son and daughter-in-law. No children, being married 5 years. Gee, so I'll put this as Light 2, because you haven't put another code name for this, but because it's for the same person, I'll put it Light 2, and then you know that this reply is for yourself. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can I please have a wazifa for stroke? Wazifa for stroke, Adil Bhai?
Jee, labbaik.
Allah Azza wa Jal grant you good health, inshallah. Adil Bhai will give us a wazifa for stroke, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can I please request a spiritual cure in regards to my children who are ziddi, so disobedient, or doesn't necessarily have to be disobedient, maybe chirchirapan, children not listening. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can I have a wazifa to make my children pious? Adil Bhai, I'll let you carry on with these, inshallah. Gee, we'll come back to our Darul Ifta questions, inshallah. The ruling of using bone china. Question: what do the noble scholars say concerning the following matter? There are some utensils that are called bone china, which are made from various elements, including bone ash. This tableware is common in my country, but is it permissible to use? Answer: with the exemption of human and pig bones, it is permissible to use utensils made from crushed animal bones, irrespective of whether the meat of the animal is permissible to consume or not. Apart from the bones of humans and pigs, it is permissible to benefit from animal bones because they are pure. During the process of making bone china, the bones are burnt, and this is to produce the bone ash. After that, the bones, which are pure in essence, are free from every form of impurity. Consequently, it is permissible to use tableware made from these bones. Moreover, the permissibility of using the pure parts of living animals is established through hadith. As the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam used an ivory comb. It is forbidden to use utensils made from the bones of pigs and humans because it is prohibited to benefit from their body parts. Using human bones is forbidden because Allah Almighty has made man the most noble in creation. So due to the honor afforded to mankind, it is forbidden to benefit from human bones. And it is haram, i.e. unlawful, to benefit from pig bones because pigs are impure in essence. If utensils are made from human or pig bones, and this is proven beyond doubt, it is impermissible to use them. Ji Dilbhai, are we ready?
Ji, Aisab Labbaik. Regarding Aisab cough, if somebody have a cough issue or throat issue, so it's one of the wazifa is very beautiful, which is they can recite it 66 times. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. 66 times every day, and blow on the patient. If somebody is patient, then you can ask someone to read it and blow it on yourself, on you. So hopefully with that, inshallah, the cough will be get a relief, inshallah.
Just the once, Adil Bhai, or once a day, or
once a day they can do it. Hopefully with that,
inshallah. Once a day, and inshallah, we'll put the cough. Once a day, we'll put the cough to bay. Yeah,
inshallah.
Inshallah, I will put it into practice as well. Inshallah.
Labbaik, Aisab, labbaik. Regarding job issue, if somebody is obviously trying to find the job, obviously they can't get it. It's very, very beautiful wazifa and simple as well. Ya Latifu, Ya Latifu, Ya Latifu, 182 times. With Salatul Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam once before and after, then make dua for a permissible and easy job or for halal income. Inshallah, you will get the job quickly. Inshallah.
SubhanAllah. So, ghairi makruh time, non-disliked time, read two nafals. As soon as you've completed and done salam, then you recite Ya Latifu, Ya Latifu, Ya Latifu, 182 times. Yeah. 182 times. Then raise your hands in the court of Allah and make dua, inshallah. Allah will grant you
a good job, a halal job.
A good halal job, inshallah.
If somebody is obviously a kid, especially we give the tabizat as well, try to contact with the basta as well. And one wazifa we give it normally when the kids is obviously asleep at that time. Put the hand on forehead and then read it, recite it. Ya Shahidu, Ya Shahidu, Ya Shahidu, 21 times. In the morning before sunrise, with one hand on forehead of a disobedient or child who's obviously have a little bit issue, then looking towards the sky, that child will become pious as well, inshallah, with that.
Subhanallah. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please can you do istikhara for me? My mom's name is, I get ill a lot and have migraines. Also, we don't have kids. Code name SK. SK. Migraine, if you can take a note of Adil Bhai, you can mention. I'll send this on. I think there's a few istihara as well. I'll mention. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam. Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My code is Gumbad. Subhanallah. Gumbad. Let's make a note. Okay, so mention the code name first. My mother has high blood pressure, swollen feet and legs. My mother's recent report from the GP, her artery is blocked and the blood is going wrong direction. May Allah grant complete cure to your mother. May Allah elevate her ranks for the suffering that she is going through. May Allah give her a speedy recovery, inshallah. Adil Bhai, if you can take a note in regards to this. So blood pressure, swelling as well, and if there's anything for blocked artery. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A sister of mine has been struggling with marriage for the last decade or so and has been having serious problems. Okay, so basically it seems like they feel like they've got hurdles. Please do istikhara. Her name is, can you please check? So basically hurdles in marriage, it's been quite a long, long time. And they think it might be evil eye or something because, you know, it's been quite a while. Code name is Masjid Nabawi 786. MashaAllah.
InshaAllah.
A wazifa for this as well, if you can, Adil Bhai. Yeah, send these on for istikhara, inshallah. And just one more, Adil Bhai, before we let you mention some of the spiritual cure. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is, I was praying Quran, but last, basically somebody wants istikhara doing. They said that they used to read the Quran, but the last time they read the Quran was about 8 months ago, and they don't feel like reciting the Quran.
Reciting the Quran, heart is no on that side.
So I've got your code name, Sweet Medina. I've taken a note of it. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is, my son's name is, he's not feeling well. Can you do istikhara? Code word Rose. Ji, inshallah, we'll send this on. May Allah grant him cure. If you can have a wazifa for illness as well, Adil Bhai, generally.
Yes.
A few messages in regards to illness. Yeah, are you ready with any?
Yes, I'll mention a few, inshallah. First of all, migraine, I'm going to mention why, because obviously called quite a lot of people have this issue as well, migraine issues. So whoever have a headache, migraine or pain in the head, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and blow, recite Bismillah fully. Obviously, somebody, sometime obviously they try to read it just Bismillah, but try to read it fully, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and blow onto the head. The pain will subside. The same if written on a piece of a paper, and after making an tawizat tied around the head, wherever you have a pain, just write it down, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, on the paper, and make a tawiz, and then put it on the head wherever you have a pain. If it's an Islamic sister, then they can do it on the scarf, and if an Islam brother, if they wear in the hat, just put it underneath the hat. Hopefully, with that, inshallah, the migraine pain will be get relief, inshallah. And regarding Sami brother, I think so mentioned regarding his mom, and they have a depression or swollen as well, some hand or feet or legs, whatever it is. Very easy wazifa for they can recite it easily as well. Ya Aliyu. Ya Aliyu, whoever invoke this three times and blow onto the swelling, it will be healed, inshallah. So if they have a hand swollen, then they can read it and blow it on the hand. If it's a feet, then blow it on the hand and rub it. Hopefully with that, inshallah, swelling feet will be get relief, inshallah. Regarding marriage, I'll mention a quite low. Obviously, mother and fathers, they worried about their children, obviously. And sometimes, obviously, children are worried as well, why we can't get the rishta. So it's very easy and very beautiful wazifa. If we make a habit, that's hopefully with that, inshallah, we will get good rishta as well. After Isha Namaz, just sit down and read Surah Ikhlas 41 times. Before and after Durood e Pak, 10 times, and then make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Hopefully with that, inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will gain the good rishta as well. Look, sometime obviously we just read once because it's 41 times. We get tired because our life is so busy in the worldly things. We forget things. If we carry on this properly, read it every day until you get married, then inshallah Azza wa Jal, you're going to get good rishta with that.
Subhanallah. MashaAllah.
I'll mention one more wazifa for general illness. Anybody if have any type of illness, they can do this wazifa. Hopefully with that, inshallah, they'll be get cured. Ya Salamu. Ya Salamu. If you have a time, just keep reading it. Keep this wazifa on your tongue. Hopefully with that, inshallah, any type of illness will be clear. If you can't do that, then read it 111 times. 111 times before and after Durood e Pak, blow in the water and drink it. Hopefully with that, inshallah, any type of illness will be get clear.
Inshallah. So I'm starting to get the replies back for the istikhara. Code name, which was Gumbad. Code name Gumbad. The istikhara reply has come back as a means of illness. So as Maisha tests through the means of illness, may Allah Azza wa Jal grant cure to your mother, inshallah. May Allah Azza wa Jal elevate their ranks for the sufferings that they're going through. Give them a speedy recovery. Give them better health than before they actually fell ill, inshallah. Do act upon the spiritual cure which Adil Bhai has mentioned, inshallah. Okay. Another istikhara reply, code name is Rose. Code name is Rose. The istikhara reply is coming back as a sign of illness. May Allah grant cure to your son. Adiba, did you mention the one for the illness?
One.
Ya Salam?
Ya Salam.
Yeah. 111 times?
111
times. Ya Salamu, Ya Salamu, Ya Salamu, Durushi before and after. 111 times and blow upon your son, inshallah. Azawajal. May Allah Azawajal grant him cure, inshallah.
Inshallah.
In regards to code name Sweet Medina, the istikhara reply is coming back as a test, as azmaish. Do try, even if it means try to persuade yourself initially, and inshallah azawajal, you will get back into a routine, get back into a habit of reciting the Quran, inshallah azawajal. Do give in the will of Allah azawajal as sadaqah. Sadaqah does remove problems and obstacles, and does safeguard a person from troubles as well. So do also give sadaqah as well, and try to persuade yourself. Initially, you might need to persuade yourself, you know, once or twice, and then inshallah, you'll fall back into a routine.
Inshallah.
Code name Masjid Nabawi 786. Mashallah. I like this code name. Mashallah. Code name Masjid Nabawi 786. Your istikhara reply has come back as a test as well. Azmaish, a test. Adil Bhai gave a spiritual cure in regards to those who are struggling in regards to marriage and whether there's any obstacles, etc. So there's no evil eye, okay? There's no evil eye, and nobody has done any type of wrong amal to make a blockage or make some kind of a hurdle for you. It's just a test from Allah Azza wa Jal. Do be patient, be happy with the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. Make supplication, try to give sadaqah. Do recite a wazifa, which you can do daily. Ya Sami'u, Ya Sami'u, Ya Sami'u, 100 times. Durushi before and after. Do this on a daily basis. There's no fixed time, but don't talk during the wazifa. So do this, inshallah, as well, until you gain success, inshallah, as well. May Allah Azawajal make it easy for you and grant you happiness. Okay, the next istikhara reply, code name SK. Code name SK. The istikhara reply has come back as a sign of illness. SK, sign of illness regarding migraines, etc. So a sign of illness, and the Adil Bhai, alhamdulillah, gave us a wazifa for migraine, and I'm hoping you did take note of it and put that into practice, inshallah. May Allah relieve your migraine and other illness issues and grant you good health. Next istikhara reply, code name is Light. Code name is Light. And your istikhara reply has come back as azmaish, as a test. May Allah grant you steadfastness, make dua and do the wazifa, which we just previously mentioned, inshallah. May Allah bring this test of yours to an end soon and fulfill your worries and problems, whatever that you're facing. Istikhara reply for Raza has come back as evil eye. Evil eye. So we gave the method in the beginning of the program, if you was with us, in regards to the Ayat al-Kursi and the Surah Falak and Nas. So act upon that, inshallah, well, that will help remove the evil eye. And the istikhara reply in regards to code name Noor. Code name Noor, the istikhara reply has come back as azmaish. Has come back as azmaish. May Allah remove this azmaish soon. And grant ease and blessings. Istikhara reply for SB. SB, istikhara reply is a sign of illness. May Allah grant complete cure and remove the difficulties that you're facing. May Allah grant cure to all the viewers in regards to illnesses. If they've got problems, then may Allah make it easy for them and remove their problems. That brings us to the end of the program. The time has gone so quick, Adil Bhai, to try and wrap up. Do join us only on Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.